Ordinarily, the mathematical interpretation of verbal reactions of robots is one of the more intricate branches of robotic analysis. It requires a staff of trained technicians and the help of complicated computing machines. Bogert knew that. Bogert stated as much, in an extreme of unshown annoyance, after having listened to each set of replies, made lists of word deviations, and graphs of the intervals of responses. "There are no anomalies present, Susan. The variations in wording and the time reactions are within the limits of ordinary frequency groupings. We need finer methods. They must have computers here." "No." He frowned and nibbled delicately at a thumbnail. "We can't use computers. Too much danger of leakage." "Or maybe if we..." Dr. Calvin stopped him with an impatient gesture. "Please, Peter. This isn't one of your petty laboratory problems. If we can't determine the modified nester by some gross difference that we can see with the naked eye, one that there is no mistake about, we're out of luck. The danger of being wrong and of letting him escape is otherwise too great. It's not enough to point out a minute irregularity in a graph. I tell you, if that's all I've got to go on, I'd destroy them all, just to be certain. Have you spoken to the other modified nesters?" "Yes, I have," snapped back Bogert. "And there's nothing wrong with them. They're above normal in friendliness, if anything. They answered my questions, displayed pride in their knowledge, except the two new ones that haven't had time to learn their etheric physics. They laughed rather good-naturedly at my ignorance in some of the specializations here." He shrugged. "I suppose that forms some of the basis for resentment toward them on the part of the technicians here. The robots are perhaps too willing to impress you with their greater knowledge. Can you try a few planar reactions to see if there's been any change, any deterioration in their mental setup since manufacture?" "I haven't yet, but I will." He shook a slim finger at her. "You're losing your nerve, Susan. I don't see what it is you're dramatizing. They're essentially harmless."
"They are?"
Calvin took fire.
"They are? Do you realize one of them is lying? One of the 63 robots I have just interviewed has deliberately lied to me after the strictest injunction to tell the truth. The abnormality indicated is horribly deep-seated and horribly frightening."